Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning is Shanila Mohammed. She's the Executive Director of Amnesty International South Africa. And we wanted to chat to her about the death penalty. A new report by the human rights organization Amnesty International has urged President Joe Biden to act upon his campaign pledge to work to abolish the death penalty by exercising his constitutional authority to commute the sentence of all federal death row prisoners. Shanila, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So a question that I wanted to begin with is Amnesty International always, as a matter of policy, against the death penalty? Or are there times when you, as an organization, believe that it might be applicable?
So, Howard, Amnesty International opposes the death penalty in all cases without exception, regardless of the nature or the circumstances of the crime. And, you know, we basically don't believe that executions or the death penalty, you know, solve the problem of crime. And, you know, and by saying that, we don't seek to minimize the seriousness of violent crime or to downplay consequences on the victims. However, you know, as far as we're concerned, the death penalty is a punishment that is a symptom of violence and not a solution to it, and one that expands grief and suffering of the relative. So, you know, we do not advocate the death penalty under any circumstance.
So, in terms of studies, has it shown to be a deterrent at all?
Well, you know, evidence from around the world has shown that the death penalty has no unique deterrent effect on crime. So there's been a number of studies done. And, you know, people have argued that, in fact, that abolishing the death penalty leads to higher crime rates. But studies that Amnesty has done itself and that other, you know, people have done don't back this up. So, for example, in 2004, the average in the USA, the average murder rate for states that use the death penalty was 5.71 per 100,000 of the population, as against 4.02 per 100,000 in states that did not use it. So you can see that there's no evidence to back up that any country that has the death penalty has seen a massive reduction in crime.
Anecdotally, I've always found that our response when we wish for the death penalty is just one of anger, because we're so outraged by criminal activity that we want retribution and revenge almost. But that doesn't necessarily mean justice. Those are two very different things.
Absolutely. And you see in South Africa that more and more people are calling for the death penalty. You know, as you rightly say, this is about anger, frustration at the crime, the levels of violence, the brutality that people have to endure on a daily basis. And it's actually the state that is failing to protect
Absolutely.
All citizens
right.
and to protect life. 100%. So, you know, it's not as if the death penalty is going to come and make things better. And I think, you know, you're very right when you say that it's a reflection of people's frustration and anger.
So what is the situation in the United States? Because effectively that's the piece that we're talking about. I just wanted to get a greater context before that discussion. What is the current position in the United States in terms of the death penalty?
Well, you know, the current situation is that, you know, the death penalty is still carried out, you know, in many states in the U.S. And in fact, if you look at, you know, the time between July 2020 and January 2021, the U.S. government carried out 13 federal executions. And this was after a reprieve of 17 years. So for 17 years, there were no executions, and then there were 13 executions. And as we speak now, there are 40 people sitting on death row. And, you know, of the people that were executed, you know, it was 12 men and one woman. And I think that, you know, at the time that the first execution was taking place, a U.S. Supreme Court justice warned that the cases of those lined up for execution illustrates the sort of inequity that beset the death penalty. So, you know, and he actually called into question the constitutionality of the entire system. Because if you look at those that were actually then put to death, you know, it was really cases of racial discrimination, prosecutorial misconduct, mental disability, intellectual disability, and in fact, they even put to death two teenagers One was 18 and one was 19 at the time. Mm. So, you know, the courts have actually called for the abolishment. In 1972, there was a U.S. Supreme Court judgment that called for the abolishment, and nothing happened, you know, under Nixon, under Trump, under Obama. And when Joe Biden came in, he came in on an abolitionist ticket. He said that when he came in, he would ensure that the death penalty was abolished and that, you know, he would make sure that the federal states followed suit. But, you know, nothing has happened. It's been 18 months now and nothing has happened.
So is this within his power? What are the steps that he would have to take in order to do so?
Well, you know, he basically would have to, you know, one of the things he could do is really, you know, the first step it would be to have immediately commute all existing federal death
penalties. Right, that he could do
he
for sure.
He can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, that is in his power. Then he could get his government to actually support a public information campaign about abolition, you know, and really pointing to the facts, you know, getting rid of the myths that are out there. But then, you know, work with the White House and the U.S. Congress to promptly enact legislation to abolish the federal death penalty. It's all very well for the courts to say that, but until it becomes a law, there's nothing that, you know, actually can happen. And then, you know, really maintain, work with the U.S. Department to maintain the moratorium on executions until the abolishment becomes law. And I think, you know, that is really what he needs to do. So, you know, you cannot make promises just to get elected. And then when you get elected, you do nothing to fulfill those promises. There are 40 people, as I said earlier, who are going to be executed. You know, their lives are in his hands and he can do something about it.
Absolutely right. Has there been a response to Amnesty International's call to the U.S. president?
Well, you know, they keep on reassuring us that, you know, the president is going to be doing something about it. But, you know, from our and one of the reasons we've put out this report is that we are very concerned. We're concerned that time is running out and that, you know, there's nothing that we can see that the president is doing that is going to fulfill his promises, except for the temporary moratorium, you know, that he's put on. But, you know, there's nothing, no other steps that we can see that they have taken. And so, you know, we have been pressing and we have been lobbying and we have been advocating and we keep on getting reassured that something is going to happen. But I think what we're saying to President Biden now is time is running out. And he needs to do something.
Shanila Mohammed, Executive Director, Amnesty International South Africa, talking to us about President Joe Biden and the end of a federal death penalty. Thanks for chatting to us.